Coach Montgomery following the Houston game.
Yeah, we just didn't execute the way that we've been executing, of course, over the last 3 weeks, practice included. I thought turnovers on offense were a big deal, and then defensively we just didn't cover. I thought they did a good job on the interior. Our defense did a good job on the interior. We mixed the coverage up on them, dropped a couple of coverages, and they did a good job schematically of attacking a couple of our coverages, but all in all, got to play much better in coverage. I thought Gardner Minshew gave us a great rhythm on offense, and it was my plan anyway. I know some people know that in the third series to go out there with him. We didn't know that he would come out quite that clean and throw the ball around the way that we did. I thought he did a good job of distributing the ball on the perimeter. The run game was much better than what it looks like on paper, because those spit outs that we throw out to the perimeter, those are all a part of the run game. When they load the box on you, those run pass options, that's nothing but an extended sweep or an extended handoff. So all in all, I thought our offensive line did a great job against number 10. He was not as disruptive as we would have thought he was going to be. Our game plan offensively going into it was to try to keep them off the field with the spit outs, maintain time of possession, take care of the football, scored. I thought we did a good job coming out of halftime doing just that, and then we give up a big play. Just same thing for the rest of the season. You know, we're putting our guys in some situations where eventually we got to start making some plays, and we will start making plays. We've got to do a better job coaching them. We've got to start making some plays in those situations.
Have you ever been a part of a game? You guys ran 98 plays and doubled them up on that time session. And then I guess the big plays on their end, was that kind of a backbreaker?
I think the big plays coupled with us turning the ball over, we had a team win last week. This was a team loss, 100% team loss. We executed the plan on offense like we wanted to, of trying to just maintain possession of the football and spread it around. But unfortunately, when you turn it over and you give them a quick touchdown and then you turn it over later and they go score on that same turnover, it makes it hard. The one thing I think that was the biggest change to it is I thought that King threw it better throughout the game than we've seen him throw it. He was a lot more accurate. I thought Coach Prunty did a good job of mixing up his fronts and stopping the run. We thought they were going to have some big-time runs. They've had some games this year where they ran the ball effectively. Just all in all, we couldn't stop their passing game.
Will you reevaluate? I know we've already asked you this, but Gardner had obviously another great game. Will you take a long look at that this week in terms of maybe starting him, or will Sirks remain your starter?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. I mean, the numbers, you know, they don't necessarily lie. The operation doesn't necessarily lie. I don't think that Thomas, you know, really got past two series. And, you know, Gardner just came in and it gave us a little bit of an uplift and a little bit of a boost. And once we got that going, it was just a situation where I couldn't pull Gardner out, because I thought that our run game really took off. And what I'm saying is the extended passing game with his hands, he's really quick with his hands. And we were getting some balls out there on the perimeter. And I kind of saw that as the way that the game was going. And it's just unfortunate that we couldn't execute every part of the game plan the way that we wanted to.
What were your thoughts as far as the missed field goal at the end of the first half and how that might have impacted momentum if you get the ball to start the second?
It was huge. What we wanted to do right there, we wanted to kick it in the bonsai situation. We had our guys ready. They ran out there. The kicker was the only guy that wasn't ready. He got confused between the game clock and the shot clock. So the snapper is trying to get him ready, because the snapper knows that you don't want to kick that situation until about 6 to 4 seconds. But the kicker was looking at the 14, 15, 14, 13 rundown, and that's upsetting for a lot of reasons, because we practiced that situation a million times throughout the year, and we didn't execute it. But yeah, we thought that could have been a huge momentum shift, because people hear me talk about it all the time, and I'll talk about it more as the double score. We would have gotten a score right there. And then we would have gotten a score right back behind it, coming out of the end zone, coming out of the locker room to go score. So it would have been a double score.
How disappointing was the first part of the game? Because you guys showed a lot of fight after they got up 21-0, coming off the bye week and kind of not starting anymore.
We felt like we were going to start fast. And when I say fast, I mean really, really fast. We thought we had some good stuff we had found, and quarterback run game that we missed a read early, and the quarterback run game got us behind. it was disappointing. You know, I thought, and then to turn around and not play well on defense coupled with offense, it was bad. And then we fought, you know. This team, I can never question the heart of this team. We continued to go out there. There was no dropping of the head. A lot of frustration because of the way that we started, though. A lot of frustration.
Talk about starting fast. You went with the flea flicker on the opening play of the game. You had Grayson pretty wide open. How disappointing was that? Because like you said, you could have started 7-0 on the first play of the game.
That's what's hard about this game. You know, there's a scheme and there's a plan, but then there's the execution that goes with the plan and the scheme. And like I said, that wasn't just the only thing that we had opening the game that would have put them in a different situation. You know, there's a lot of things that happen throughout the process where you can get back to a good first and 10 or a good second and 3 that we didn't get to use in this game. And it was because we couldn't complete a really, really well schemed up play. They gave us a defense that we thought we were going to play. If you've seen us in practice, we probably practiced it 5 times a day for the last 2 weeks in some situation, or whether we were doing it in walkthrough or in a live situation. So, you know, really hurtful that we didn't hit that one. That could have been an opening play, bang, momentum coming straight out of the open day. And then, unfortunately, we look up and it's 21-3.
Thank you.